Terrific. All right, everyone. I am going to call this meeting to order. This is the November 3, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And my name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. And my job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me. And those include conditional use permits and major subdivisions. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, although this hearing process has certain rules, I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a process that we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then I'll turn it to the applicant or the applicant's representative to provide their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. Then I'll turn it over to the public and ask if any member of the public wishes to testify. And if there is any testimony in opposition to a project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to present any rebuttal testimony they wish to submit. That's because the applicant does have the burden of proof, so they get the last opportunity to present testimony and evidence. If you are going to testify, what I'll do for the members of the public, since I don't know why you're, which matter you're here on, is I'll probably just go through the list of people whose names I don't recognize and ask if you want to unmute yourself and testify or not. If you don't unmute yourself, then we'll move on. If you unmute yourself, you can tell me you do or you do not want to testify. And if you do want to testify, then what I'm going to do is have you state your name and address, and then I'll swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to that specific application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I have the option to keep this record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Now, I've reviewed, except as provided for in the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and a request to reopen a hearing, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Now, appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal is barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all those attachments to the staff report, which include the application materials, there's noticing documents, there's SEPA documents, there's site plan drawings, expert witness reports, agency and public comments, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner for either of the items on today's agenda, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application. This is given application number CUP 21-423, which is an application by Rivercom for the construction of a two-way radio communication tower. This is to be located on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference, that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials. There's noticing documents, agency comments that have come through. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to staff for their presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kotkamp. So this is an application for the construction of a 120-foot tall two-way radio communication tower, a 384 square foot concrete equipment shelter, a concrete retaining wall, and the installation of three solar panels on a 177.3 acre property in Malaga, Washington. The tower would be used for public safety communication by Rivercom 911. The subject property is zoned Rural Residential Resource 20 and is currently undeveloped. And the proposed WCF would not be co-located because there are no other WCFs in the vicinity. However, the tower is designed to allow for future co-location. The proposed tower would be 120 feet tall and would be set back approximately 50 feet from the nearest property line. The applicant has provided updated design calculations that demonstrate that the tower would be modified to meet a 90 mile per hour basic wind speed to satisfy the setback requirements for the WCFs. Based on the application materials, the proposed equipment shelter will be approximately 384 square feet, which exceeds the maximum required floor area of 200 square feet in the WCFs regulations. The applicant has stated that the size of the equipment shelter is necessary to store radio equipment, batteries, solar equipment, and provide room for future co-location. However, the building still must comply with the requirements of the section. So staff has recommended a condition of approval that the equipment shelter cannot exceed 200 square feet in floor area and 12 feet in height to comply with this regulation. So staff has reviewed the application for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. And based on these findings and the agency comments received, staff recommends conditional approval of CUP 21-423.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. McGuire. I have reviewed everything several times. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
I had a question or a comment.
Are you the applicant?
I am the radio systems manager for Rivercom 911, yes.
All right, well, I need somebody who's authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the applicant. Would that be you?
My director is the, okay.
All right. Would you state your name and an address for me?
My full name is Joshua Allen Humphrey. Address, for Rivercom 911 is 140 South Mission, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right, Mr. Humphrey, I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me. Can you let me know when it's up?
Up.
All right, sir. Do you swear or affirmative penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Humphrey, as I asked you before, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes.
All right, sir, what do you want to tell me about this project?
Well, I want to just bring up the wireless communications facility that you guys keep calling it. And in your definitions in your building code, a wireless communications facility is for commercial communications. And I think, as everyone knows, we are public safety. Two-way radios, and we are not a commercial entity. We do not sell what we do for profit.
All right, I think everybody understood that, but thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that would have a direct effect on the 200 square foot limitation for the building.
Okay, what do you have another provision in the code that you think you fall under other than a wireless communication facility?
I do not, was not able to find it in the code, but in the past we were filed under a unmanned emergency services building.
Okay. Normally, if there's not a, just let you know this, if there's not an, if there's not a clear fit in the code for definition of a structure or an activity, then the staff will go to the next closest thing. But we'll have staff respond to that when we get to the end of this. So you think that, what was it? Was it the setback requirement that then you're concerned about for the structure?
No, the 200 square foot limit limitation on the building.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That is all I have.
Now, other than the proposed condition of approval regarding the size of the building, are there any other conditions of approval that the applicant has any objection to?
No.
All right, thank you very much. Was there anybody else who wanted to speak on behalf of the applicant? Okay, hearing none, we do have some folks here today, but I think instead of going through them one by one, if you are here to testify on this Rivercom 911 application, could you please unmute yourself and then let me know that you wish to testify on this matter? All right, so everybody must be here for the second item on the agenda. So I'll turn this matter over to staff. Does staff have any comment on Mr. Humphrey's testimony?
We do. So the staff has determined that the closest fit for the project was the wireless communication facilities under high impact utility. If we do not classify it as a wireless communication facility, the regulations for high impact utility would not allow for an equipment shelter at all. And we don't have the unmanned emergency services shelter in the district use chart or in our definition section.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything else from staff?
Nothing further.
All right, Mr. Humphrey or any other person for the applicant, do you wish to respond to staff's comments?
I would like to ask a clarifying question. This is Misty Vibrock.
All right. Well, first of all, it's not really a question and answer period, but I'll let you proceed. But I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your name and address then, please.
Misty Vibrock and Rivercom 140 South Mission, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right. Ms. Vibrock, would you raise your right hand for me?
It's raised.
And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, and are you here also as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant?
Yes.
All right, and then what would you like to say?
I would like to ask a question of the staff if there was a change to the code. We did have a Blag radio site that we put in just a few years ago, and I believe that our shelter was about the same size, and it was approved.
All right, well, generally what's happened in the past is not particularly relevant to the code or the staff's application of the code to a subsequent application. I don't know if that makes sense, but basically staff may have done something in the past that is different than what they're doing now because they have a different interpretation of the code. But I will pass that along. I don't even know if the members of the staff know what the Blag radio tower is or what she's referring to, but does either Ms. Strother or Ms. McGuire, do you want to respond to this question?
So this is Jimmy Strother, senior planner here. Mr. Camp, you're right. Community development may have done in the past is in the past. What we're doing right now is looking at the current code. Things may have changed, or we may be interpreting the code differently from how it was perceived or interpreted previously.
Okay. And you don't have, do you have any specific recollection of the project that Ms. Vibrock was referencing?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
All right, thank you very much. Ms. Vibrock, do you have anything else you want to add?
I do not, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. What I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of the hearing on this matter. I will take a close look at everything. And I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Thank you all for coming. We'll turn to the second item on today's agenda now. This is, as I indicated, this is a major subdivision given application number P21-293. And this is an application that has been submitted to subdivide approximately 5.25 acres into 10 lots on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through, all of the comments, public and agency comments that have come through, their site plan drawings, I've already said the noticing documents, and I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire plan staff file into the record at this time and by this reference, and turn this matter over again to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kotkamp. This is an application for a major subdivision of approximately 5.25 acres into 10 lots. The subject property is located in Urban Residential 2 zoning district within the Manson Urban Growth area. The minimum lot size in the Manson Urban Growth or the Manson or, oh dear, the Urban Growth Area Urban Residential 2 Zoning District is 0.13 acres, so that's the minimum lot size. The smallest lot is proposed at approximately 0.27 acres, and the largest lot is proposed at approximately 1.82 acres. All lots exceed the minimum lot size for that zoning district. Critical areas identified on the property are potential geologically hazardous areas identified as possible erodible soils. Access to the property would be provided by Banks Avenue and Chase Avenue, both public right-of-ways. Domestic water and sewer is provided by the Lake Chelan Reclamation District. Staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. Based on the findings and agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much. And there was no comment from Department of Ecology on this project?
No, and I reached out to them about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't heard back.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll turn to the applicant. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, this is Bruce Axman. Yes, we are ready to proceed.
All right, could you state your name for the record and spell your last as well?
Bruce Axman, last name A-X-T-M-A-N. You want an address as well?
Yeah, just an address.
Address 1439 Park Row, La Jolla, California, 92037.
All right, Mr. Axman, I'd ask that you raise your right hand for me.
It is raised.
Sir, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. And Mr. Axman, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today?
Yes, I am the property owner.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me about this project?
I think it's Jamie pretty much summarized it. I acquired the 5.25 trying to turn it into 10 lots. I am have an application in to build on one of the lots for my own use. And we believe we've submitted everything required and been in touch with Jamie's team as well as the Lake Chelan Reclamation District in Manson as well.
Okay, have you had a chance to review the staff report? And if so, do you agree with all the representations set forth within the staff report?
Yes, I do. I have to admit, I'm not a seasoned veteran at doing this, but as far as I can tell, and I did have my builder take a look at it. So as far as I can tell, everything looks to be what we thought.
All right, thank you. And if you've had a chance to review the proposed conditions of approval, do you have any objection to any of those proposed conditions of approval?
No, I don't have any objections.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this matter?
No, not at this time.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Bruner, I see that you're here. Did you want to offer any comments on this project from Public Works?
No, I just wanted to make sure I was present just in case there were questions for Public Works.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here. So I'll move through the list of people who I believe are here on this project. Ms. Sorensen, do you wish to testify on this matter? Okay, we'll move on. Linda, do you wish to testify on this matter? If so, unmute yourself.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, do you wish to testify?
I just want to make sure something was addressed, that's all.
All right, so I need to have your full name and an address, please.
Linda Pittman, 124 Banks Avenue, Manson, Washington.
All right, Ms. Pittman, would you raise your right hand for me? And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Ms. Pittman, what did you want to tell me?
I just want to make sure that the soil is properly looked at because it was an orchard before and there's lead and arsenic contamination maybe, you know, that they look at it and make sure that, you know, when they're building, they're not putting all that up into the atmosphere and causing problems in the area. Just check on the soil and make sure that it's okay, not dangerous to anyone. And also that they know that I have an orchard next to the property and I am going to continue having an orchard, which includes spraying and the things that go along with that. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Pittman. Lloyd Randall, did you wish to offer any testimony on this matter?
No, sir. Not this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see here. I think I've gone through everybody. I'll go back to Ms. Sorensen just to make sure you don't have anything you'd like to testify about on this matter. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Actually, I do have a comment.
All right, could you state your name and an address for the record, please?
Sure, Carrie Sorensen, and I'm here on behalf of Manson Community Council. And my address is 34 Ford Street in Manson.
Okay, I'm gonna have you raise your right hand for me. And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And you indicated that you are here authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the Manson Community Council. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to tell me?
My concerns have actually been stated, but I'd like to restate them. The soils are a great concern with the lead arsenic. And I believe that that really needs to be addressed. And the other thing is that the stability of those soils, you know, a lot of that property is located on a hill. And due to the fact that all of those trees have been removed, it really does release the integrity of the soil. So I would ask that those soils be addressed for both of those issues on behalf of the council.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Before I turn it back to staff and the applicants, was there anything else by any member of the public? All right, going back to staff, is there anything further from staff?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you. And is there anything further from the applicant?
Yes. Just wanted to make it clear to the to people who had voiced concern on the soil that there is a soil remediation plan as part of the conditions.
That's what I wanted to know. All right, thank you very much. All right, so Mr. Axman, what I'm going to do at this point is I am going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this November 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I thank everybody for coming and participating in this hearing. I very much appreciate that. This meeting is adjourned. Everybody have a great week. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.